We are going to be starting. I'm going to repeat the last piece of Gemara, but I will ask that I not be interrupted so I can explain the whole thing, because if I'm interrupted in the middle, I'll just have to start again. So it makes, it's a continuous piece. The Gemara is trying to learn out that a person, where Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, and the Gemara is trying to learn out that person is not mechuyev to send money to Talmud Chacham to be mekayim vadar to Pnei Zaken. That's what the Gemara is trying to find a source of. That when it says hidur, it doesn't mean money. And the question is, why not? Hidur can mean money. There are psukim that talk about hidur that include money. If that's true, so how do you know that vadar to Pnei Zaken doesn't mean a monetary obligation? It just means to treat him in an esteemed, wrong word, in a becovedic, in no words, becovedic in an honorable fashion. So, Zakti Gemara, we are going to start from Amar Mar.
Is Hidur just standing up?
No, Hidur is not standing up. That's Tukum. Hidur is talking to him in a hush of a way. Be nice upon him to him. Show him deference. That's the right word. That Tukum is a chiyuv besides Hidur. There's Tukum and there's Vadarta. There's two separate chiyuvim. Tukum, Vadarta. So we're saying there's a chiyuv of Kima and there's a chiyuv of Hidur, separate from the chiyuv of Kima.
And would Yosef really
say
that too?
Okay, I'm going to need this, because if this is going to happen, I'm not going to get anything. I won't be able to explain myself. I know. I just happen to have to explain myself.
Yeah, sure.
We're going to start from the second line from the top. Amamar. Yachut and Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph 33a1. Yachut by Adrenal B'mamon. I would think Hidur counts for money, and Rashi brings a pasuk that shows Hidur includes money. Talmud Loimar, Tukum Vadarta. The juxtaposition of the word Tukum Vadarta tells us to compare them to each other. Maki Mashem Bechsarnkis. Getting up for him does not cost any money, meaning there's no loss of money involved in any form or fashion. So even though the word heater could include losing money, spending money, it does not include that. Because heater is compared to kima, and just like kima doesn't cost money, the heater the Torah requires is not one that costs money. There is a heater of money, but that's not your obligation. Your obligation of heater is to treat him in respect, in a respectful manner. The way you speak to him, things like that. Not like muscle, and I'm just giving a muscle. Speak to him in third person, not in second person. That would be Hidur. Rashi? No Rashi. Am I going to do it? I can do the Rashi. Okay, I got a mama going to silver his head to play Godel. Don't favor the mashma with a mama. Don't favor him monetarily. The dollar's head to Berevi. Don't favor a poor person with money. So in his fight in Tyre. So we see that the word Hidur could include money. But since over here it's placed next to the word kima, so kima teaches us that there's no loss of money required. Correct the Gemara, it's not true. You said a statement that's not true. Who says kima doesn't cost money? Doesn't kima include having to stop your job, which might be a loss of money, depending on what the job is? So how could you say a flat statement that kima never costs money? Rashi, Miloy Askinam Belkoyman, Miloy Mashman Nami, Afila Naika Bagonisa, Shumdis Yakara here is a very expensive umdis. Matsukle the makeup, you need him to get up. I forgot the bottom of a lock to make a ksar and kiss. As for the Gemara, Ella Akish Kima Lahidor. We start the other way. Mahidur Shaibai Bittu, Avkima Shaibai Bittu. Hidur does not require you to stop working, because Hidur means talk to him nicely. When you talk to him and send him money, which also doesn't require you to stop working, right? People have free time. They can send the Talmud Chacham a check. That is Hidur. That would be Hidur. But it would never require a person to have to stop working to do his Hidur. Because Hidur is not Kima. Hidur is different Hidur than Kima. And that never requires a person to stop working. So Mamela, Hidur establishes that there's no need to stop working. Hidur does not establish that there's no need to stop to spend, not to spend money. Hidur establishes that there's no need to stop working. Once Hidur establishes that there's no need to stop working for Hidur, because Hidur does not include stopping to work, Avkima Sheba Betul. So that teaches me that the Chiyuv to get up is when it does not make you stop to do work. So the first limud is some hidur to kima. Hidur doesn't require you to stop working. Kima doesn't require you to stop working. Now, once that's true, that we learned out that kima does not require you to stop working, that means kima never costs money. Because you don't stop working for kima, and you don't have to spend money for kima. So therefore, there is no monetary loss involved in kima. You would have had a monetary loss if you would not have learned it out from Hidur. But once you learned it out from Hidur, that Hidur does not require stopping working, therefore Kima does not require stopping working, so you were established that Kima does not require a monetary loss, any kind of monetary loss. Therefore, Ma Kima Shein B'Chasar Ha'ikashnami Hidur L'Kima. So you go back the other way. Ma Kima Shein B'Chasar Kis, Av Hidur Shein B'Chasar Kis. So once you've established Kima does not require you to stop working, then Kima is free. So if Kima is free, not only is Hidur not required to stop working, because that's not required for Hidur, it doesn't even require you to send a check, because that would be a loss of money, and Kima teaches Hidur that it does not have to involve a loss of money. Rashi. So Rashi, Ma Hidur Shein B'Bibtu Malacha. And Rashi explains why. The Ein Loshen Hidur, Ela Nesias Panim, showing him deference, showing him honor. How do you show a person honor? Not kima, because kima is a separate halacha. So we're talking about hidur, not kima. What is the honor you do without standing up for a person? I be mammon, I be kima dvarim. Either spending money on him or speaking to him in a coveted fashion. Ve'ei be mashmo, I be halacha. I kima shem of circus. You told me that you don't have to stop working. The Sula Shayak Bechsarkis, there's no other kind of loss of money. Av Hidur Shayak Bechsarkis. Al Karkach, when Nichtav Hidur, Ela Lidrash. So the question is, if it doesn't cost you money, so what is the Torah trying to tell me with the word Hidur? If it's not going to cost money, so why exactly is the Torah stressing Vadarta? Lidrash kid Amram lemita lemute amida merachot and lemute beis amechitz kid Amram. It defines when you stand up, as well as talking to him in an honorable way. It also defines when you stand up. Yes. Now I take questions. Yes, Baruch Meshach. You look very troubled.
Yeah, what does Rashi mean, Mamon? You're talking about giving him money?
Yes.
So that's not called, that's not the
Mechiyah of a Vadar to Bnei Zakr. I'm sorry. Vadarta does not require you to spend money. How do I know that? Because Kima doesn't require you to spend money. How do I know that? Not spend money, lose money. How do I know that? From Hidur. Hidur does not require you to stop working. Hidur doesn't, but if you just had the word Hidur, I would have not said stop working. Hidur doesn't require you to stop working. About a second. Hidur requires you to send him a check and speak to him honorably. That's what Hidur requires. That's all. You never have to stop working for Hidur.
Why is that worse than sending him a check? Why is stopping work?
It's not worse. It's different. You never have to stop working.
Why is sending him a nachasar and kiss?
It is. Hidur would mean chasar and kiss, but Hidur would not mean stop working.
So they are different.
One second. But once you have Hidur, that you don't have to stop working, you go to Kima and say, Kima does not require you to stop working. Now, once you've established Kima, you don't have to stop working, you go back to Hidur and say, it's free. My Kima is free. Hidur told us no stopping to work. Did not say no money. It said no stopping to work. You go to Kima and say, Kima also don't stop to work. Once you've told me Kima, you don't have to stop to work, that means Kima never costs money. So I say, oh, Kima never costs money. So Hidur doesn't have to cost money either. So Hidur teaches Kima that you don't have to get up, you don't have to stop to work, and then Kima teaches Hidur that you don't have to send a check.
By the
he does not stop to get up.
Does not.
We learned that out from Hidur. For Hidur, he never has to stop working. I think your confusion is you view Kima as Hidur.
No, I'm seeing money loss as a money loss, regardless.
Right.
But not the case. In other words,
again, hidur, the word hidur would not require a person to stop working. It would require him to send money, but not to stop working.
I fail to see the difference.
There's no difference except in fact. Does hidur ever mean a guy has to stop his job?
Let's say not.
It's not let's say not. It is not. So you've established that for the mitzvah of adarta, you don't stop working.
But yet you're supposed to give him a check.
You might have, yes. But then once you've established you don't have to stop working, we go to chemo. And we say chemo is similar to heater, that you don't have to stop working. That's it.
So we're trying to define what the guidelines of heater is that.
No, we're trying to define what the guidelines of chemo are first.
Chemo,
when do you have to get up? Heater teaches me that you don't have to get up to start working. I didn't ask for this song yet. I never said that Hebrew doesn't require you to stop working. Is that a fact? And I'm not interested. I'm asking a fact. I'm not interested. I'll worry about tomorrow later. I'm not interested now. I want to know, is Hebrew require you to stop working? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. So does chemo require you to stop working? Chemo is compared to hidur.
No.
Okay. Now, once chemo is not requiring you to stop working, is there any way you lose money on chemo?
No.
So now hidur also, you don't have to lose money.
So don't give him a check.
So you don't have to give him a check. How do I know you don't have to give him a check? Because it's compared to chemo, where you don't lose money. How do I know chemo, you don't lose money? From hidur, you don't have to get up. You don't have to stand up when you're middle of work.
Stop working, which is a result of losing.
But you don't have to, because we learned that from Hebrew that you don't have to.
So the halacha in Marganisa, you don't get up.
That's what I was trying to tell you. We learned that from Hebrew that you don't stop your job.
Okay.
That means you don't have to get up at Marganisa.
So
that means chemo is never costing money.
So chemo is never costing money.
Hidur doesn't have to cost you
yet
money.
Yet you define hidur by giving money.
The word hidur is being redefined by its juxtaposition next to the word chemo.
So it doesn't mean giving money.
Correct.
Even though Rashi tells you what hidur is to do.
If hidur would have been independent,
right.
If hidur would have been independent, it would have meant give money. But since the Torah juxtaposes the word hidur to the word chemo, the Torah is defining hidur as being free. Our problem was, how do you know that? Chemo is not free. The answer is chemo is free. How do you know chemo is free? Don't you have to stop working? Hidur told me I don't have to stop working. So therefore, chemo became free. And once chemo became free, hidur becomes free. Yes, Doctor?
This is something that I may have heard you say. I was listening to that carefully before this year. Dr. Harris asked you if Ketz and Kiss and Bittul Malacha were the same thing, and I believe you said yes.
Yeah, in this Gemara's context, yes.
No, in this Gemara's context, no. I mean, they compare one to the other, learn from one to the other. This means definitionally that they are different things.
Again, I think we're arguing on words.
No,
the Gemara, if you let me explain, the Gemara said chemo doesn't cost money. Correct, the Gemara, yes, it does. You have to stop working. Stop. That's the Gemara's kasha. That's the Gemara's question. The Gemara said a statement, chemo is no chsar and kiss. And the next line, the Gemara said, yes, it is, because you have to stop working.
That's not an identity. That, and as a matter of fact...
So I don't care what's an identity or not.
Clearly it's not an identity, because chesar and kiss is the loss of an actual object, loss of actual money. Whereas bittul malacha is loss of potential money.
You're 100% right. The Gemara compared the two. That's all I'm saying.
Okay,
his question, Dr. Harris was not asking me for Webster's. Dr. Harris is asking me, in this Gemara's context, is the Gemara saying that stopping to work is chsar and kiss? The Gemara is asking, yes, it is chsar and kiss, because you're stopping to work. Hey, we're honestly arguing in Dorm Shema B'Kach. Because in the Gemara, you have to admit that the Gemara compares the two.
The world is built on logic.
So why did the Torah, why did the Gemara use two different lashonos
One for why did by hinder they use bittul melacha and by kima they use chesrum kiss? Why? Why do they? It's both the same thing, but both cessation of work.
No, I disagree with this. Hidur, there's two ways to lose money. I know Dr. Schwab will argue with me. I'm not going to argue with him now. There's two ways to lose money. Either by losing what you have, or by not adding to your money. The Gemara calls them both a loss of money. One is loss of real money, one is loss of potential money. Bottom line is you lose money. The Gemara said Hidur, by its own, would never require you to use potential money.
Hello?
At the end of the day,
Hello?
You called back.
Did we lose them?
Why are you looking here? I'll shoot everybody. I don't mind. What's the problem?
After everything's been done, maybe the...
I don't know. I hear them.
Maybe we're saying now... Like Dr. Harris said, at the end of the day, we're changing our thought process. The only thing hinder is will be the way you talk. The economic money aspect of it, it's not part hinder.
Well, the Gemara disagrees with you. The Gemara is saying the only thing hinder means here
is speaking.
But elsewhere, hinder means money because that's what the pasuk says. When the pasuk says "loisadir pnei gadol," it's talking about money.
Don't the judge shouldn't?
The Gemara Rashi says it means money. Don't favor him and din. I'm not redefining sukkim now. We're not redefining the meaning of hider in Webster's dictionary. We're defining the obligation of hider over here.
You're totally only here.
Right. Now, I will say that at the end of the day, I do have trouble understanding one of the Rashis. Because Rashi says at the end of the day, so what does hider mean? It's to define kima. That you only get up when he knows, when it's a hider and you don't get up in the base of America. I mean, why doesn't hider tell me you have to speak to him in a respectful manner? Why isn't that included? Why does Rashi have to say in the Rashi af hider, al korkoch, you need hider to darshan what you do with Amida. Meaning there is no halacha of hider separately. There is. Speaking to him in an honorable way. I don't know what happened to that. Maybe Badar to Pnezaka means speak to him honorably. I don't know. Rashi seems to say that that's not an option. I don't know why. I'm missing that piece. But that's what Rashi seems to say, and I said that I'm not sure why Rashi says that.
Sius Bana,
is that what that means? Sius Bana means showing him honor, either by speaking or by money. That's what Rashi had said before. So I'm not sure why Rashi had to say this.
Rashi's talking about relative to the Kima. If Hinder is teaching Kima, so what is the... What's the
Lamaisa? I don't think Rashi means that because the words of Rashi don't seem to say that, but I don't know. I don't have a better shot. Okay. Zogti Gemara Mikan Amru. Ein Bali Umnis Vishoim Lamoid Bivnei Tamid Chachamim Vishoim Shoiskim Malachtam. Bali Umnis Machoikas Vishainim. Either are not allowed or are not obligated to stand while they're working for Talmid HaChachamim, which means you don't have to stop your job to get up for a Talmid HaChachamim. End of story. Are you allowed to? Some Rishaynim say yes, and some Rishaynim say not. So the Rishaynim that say not, say you're not allowed to, is because they say if you're working for somebody else, if you have no obligation, you have no heter. You're in the middle of working for somebody. Hi, what happens when you work for yourself? So they say, the Ran says, that it will become a bezoyin of a Talmud Chacham. This is the Lashon Ran. I didn't quote it correctly yesterday. And that is, three people are working. One's the boss and two are employees. The boss stands up and the two employees don't stand up. So it looks like the two employees are being mevaz of the Talmud Chacham. If nobody stands up, because there's no halacha to have to stand up. But if you're gonna some are gonna stand up and some are not gonna stand up, so then it becomes it shows us lack of respect for the ones not standing up.
Because it's stealing if they do.
I understand the legal point, but the way it looks is that there's a lack of respect. No one stands up. People say there's no need to stand up. But if some do and some don't, that's worse.
Like saying,
he doesn't wear a sign, I am the boss.
It's like saying, oh, you weren't mechaved the mace because the Kohen didn't go into the base forest. He's not allowed to.
I'll just tell you what the Ran says. I hear your point. I'm not going to argue it. That's what the Ran says. Others say that the boss could stand up and the workers are not allowed to stand up. Right. Zakti Gemar Vait. The lie? You're not mechuyev to stop working to stand up for a Talmud Chacham? Is that a fact? Which we just said as a fact. But nan, kol bali umnus, on the mitnayim, the shaylim b'shloimam. The people that bring bikurim, all the workers, stop and greet them as they head to Yerushalayim. So they head through the city of Beit Shemesh, and they're on the way to Yerushalayim. They're going down central, main road, and it's main street. Everybody stops, says, welcome, Gavaldik, you're going to Shalayim, to be regal, you make sure they feel like $1 million. Come to peace. What do you mean? It means you get up, you start working. Hamachokam is worse than that? Yes. For people that are involved in the mitzvah, you get up. For people who are learning, Talmidei Chachamim, you don't get up. Amar Rabbi Yaisi Bar Avin. That's why we're going to learn this next Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yaisi Bar Avin. Boyu rei kamat chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. Look and see how precious it is when a mitzvah is going on. The Talmidei Chachamim is not actively learning. Maybe he's thinking and learning. We don't know what he's doing. The people bringing Bikurim are actively involved in a mitzvah. You see that we are giving them more respect than we give a Talmud Chacham. Shows you how precious while you're involved in a mitzvah is. Zok the Gemara, no raya. Bikurim is different. People who are traveling with Bikurim is a very hard thing. Leave your house. You slept to Yerushalayim. It's a hard thing. We always want to encourage them. Giving them respect makes them want to come next time as well. And therefore, it's not a raya that you would be mechabed every Eisei Mitzvah B'Shaita. It's a raya that Bikurim is different. Special halacha by Bikurim. This halacha of Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita is the source of why some people, and I am going to stress the word some, get up for the chasm when he walks in to the chuppah. Why? And halacha it's brought that when the klater walks in with the baby, chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, and chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, people stand up, should stand up when the klater walks in. So when the mother says klater, everybody should stand up as the baby comes in, chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. That halacha is paskin, not only by Bikurim, but even when a baby is brought in. From there became,
why?
Because chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, mitzvah is happening now, mila. Now we're on the way to do Mila, so he walks in with the baby, you get up. From there became the minig, and I'm going to comment on it after I finish, to stand up when the chassan comes in. And from there became the minig, equal rights, that you stand up when the kala walks in as well. Now, Ra'isi menig daily Yisrael, never saw one of them get up for the chassan, and for sure not for the kala. Reb Chaim Stein didn't get up. My Rishiva didn't get up. I didn't see any Gadol get up. And Yibad L'chaim Taim, Rabbarach doesn't get up. anybody, I was with Rabbi Zupnik from Sayek. He didn't get up. He was up. He told me, stress to the guy next to him, you don't have to get up. He was like upset that people were getting up. He said, I never saw anybody get up. That's what he said. I was sitting next to him. I was sitting in a row behind him. But so the reason is as follows. I once talked to Rav Baruch. He told me, because the mitzvah is pru v'hu. The chasm's coming in way before the, meaning he's coming in to do kedusha and chuppah, which will read him to do the mitzvah pru v'hu. He's not involved in the mitzvah at this point. He's involved in a hechsher mitzvah. And therefore, you don't have to get up. Now, for sure, even those who stand up for the chasm, because they're saying he's going to do the mitzvah, the kala is not going to do any mitzvah. She's not mechuyev. He's not mechuyev in the mitzvah. That's not why we get up. Nothing to do with that. We get up because of Chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. And that kala is not even a mitzvah. She is a way the chasm can be mechuyev in the mitzvah. This meaning of getting up to the kala became equal rights. You're getting up for the boy, you're not going to get up for the girl. So people pop up both times. So they like to stand, they can stand all they want. I don't get up. I told you I was sitting next to, I sat next to a lot of chasm people. I never saw one of them think it's important enough to get up for the chasm. Not one. Rabbi Zupnik told me he was next to a whole bunch of people. I know Reb Chaim didn't get up. Reb Baruch told me Reb Chaim didn't get up. Reb Baruch doesn't get up. I watched my sheep, but he didn't get up.
Five-year-old adopt something and becomes like,
obviously, they don't feel that way. I told you, Rabbi Zupnik was sitting, and I was sitting, and somebody else was sitting, and everybody else was popping up. They feel like popping up. I relaxed in my chair. I'm not interested in popping up.
But the veterans in the old, the 70s, nobody stood up. You could see the I remember the looking at albums. No,
it's a new thing. It's a fairly new thing. Nobody stood up. Nobody stood up. Somebody decided, you know, it's like all these new men hugging. Somebody decided, everybody's a wonderful thing, especially for the kala, because then you're showing equal rights. I mean, they didn't announce that way, but that's what happened. The lady, you know, probably started with some lady, you know, that stood up, and therefore everybody stands up.
What?
He's doing the mitzvah. You're doing the mitzvah now.
He's walking in the bed.
Again.
The
mitzvah's not the kedushin.
Rabbi, I have to tell you that at Goyish weddings, the tradition there is to stand up when the kala walks in, and I'm just wondering if it's somehow seeped in that way.
It's very possible. Very possible. If Kedushin were the mitzvah, then walking in to do Kedushin would be like walking in with a klata.
Does that love to stand during the
Mila? It's when he walks by. It says when they walk in. I don't know. I didn't see the Mila.
So,
I hate to bust the blues. You know what I mean?
But it really is not a similar thing. It's not a similar case.
When I was sitting next to a Baruch, I asked him, why isn't it mitzvah? I said, mitzvah is not the mitzvah. And he told me, he replied, never got up. That's what he told me. I know my Shiva. As Yanki pointed out, when we got married years ago, nobody ever stood up.
I'm not
a big bullshit state. I mean, it's not my type of thing. You want to stand up, so say. You want to stretch, you can stretch. You can do whatever you want. It's not out there.
Instead of giving you a check, stand up and announce.
They'd rather have the check than just stand up, yes.
I would note, which you already know, is that one of your main organizing principles is understanding things, especially customs, which have begun outside the Shulchan Aruch, is that the tzibur is never wrong.
Could be.
So this is an antinomy. You're arguing on yourself.
I hear. Yes and no, because I tell you, some part of the tzibur doesn't get up. Yes.
It's okay. I play tassim when I down the Shom Shabbos.
Yes.
That's a mitzvah of our ben to bring him to marriage.
By the way, Tzibur's never wrong. I said on Klal Yisrael. I didn't say it on one Tzibur, any one Tzibur. I made it clear.
Okay, yes. I said the exact same thing up the street.
Yes.
The mitzvah of Alabain to get him married, is that a real mitzvah? Or is that a good
it's an obligation. It's a rabbanon. It's a navi.
So why don't we stand up for the father of the chasm when he's bringing down his son?
Good touch.
Interesting point. I don't know. Interesting point. Why is he's Mekayim Kulub Nechem Nashim? I don't know if he's doing it, that's why. I don't think he's doing it anymore.
At what point does it stop?
But he was 30, I don't know, when he married him off with a little kid, he might have been doing it. He's not doing it.
He's doing it now.
No, he's not. The kid's doing it. He's paying a check, but that doesn't mean he's marrying him off.
And if he made a shirach, the father made a shirach,
maybe.
It's already done, it's a done deal.
Maybe.
It's like a chassan isn't a chassan until he gets married.
In other words, I'm not saying what you just said. I said that I don't know if the father is the one marrying him off, as Manasseh. That's all I said. Right now, the chassan is a 25-year-old guy, 22-year-old guy, marrying himself off. His father's not finding him the shidduch.
So is that what the Gemara is talking about?
The Gemara is talking about marrying your little kid off. That's what it's talking about. You're here to get your kid a shidduch.
Little kid is over
our mitzvah. Today,
he can go out and make a living at 6 years old, et cetera, et cetera.
If a shatchan finds your kid a shidduch, what is the father doing exactly besides writing a check?
He's raising him up to get married.
That's not what the mitzvah
know.
Is.
I don't know.
That's not what the mitzvah is.
So what is the mitzvah?
We don't do it.
We don't?
We're not doing it.
We're not a kind of this mitzvah?
I don't know. I don't think so.
The mitzvah of Al-Bain, we don't know what it is.
I know what it is. Find your daughter outside of shidduch.
Getting a shotgun involved, that's the
maybe. Mix. Okay, maybe. Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
But,
if a father and if a son finds his own shidduch, then the father was never mekayem that mitzvah.
Is it? I didn't teach my kid how to swim.
I know we talked about
aviation.
there, in more of their times, the families make agreements. Really close to birth.
That's true.
Yeah, that's. But there's also, I mean, we don't really have a specific timeline.
No.
That's relevant.
But
yes.
What Baruch meant when he said, all they're doing is bring it to the Kedushin, but then there's Kufa also.
It's also not the mitzvah. That's also not the mitzvah. It's also not the mitzvah. It's also not the mitzvah. It's a hechsher mitzvah. I heard you.
There's no mitzvah. So why do we have chuppah? Why do we have kedushin nisuin? What do we have both for?
That's what the Torah wanted.
I'll explain what I'm trying to say.
If
a person did kedushin, he didn't have chuppah, he didn't have the band, he didn't have that, and he went right into the yichud room. Is it valid?
That's nisuin.
That's nisuin, right? So the chuppah that we're doing in the middle is just.
And some of the rishayim learned that that's nisuin.
Oh,
that's machlokes rishayim.
Oh, but if you look at it, it's nisuin.
Still not the mitzvah.
The mitzvah
is to do kedu. It's the mitzvah pruvu has preludes. In order to do the pruvu the way the Torah would like it done, the Torah would like you to have children in a marital state, not out of wedlock. If you have children, if one has children out of wedlock, he's also Mekayim pruvu. But that's not how the Torah wants it done. Now, so the marriage is the format of how the Torah wants pruvu done. The kedushin and the chuppah are steps in how the Torah wants pruvu done. The band and the photographer, it's all included. Yes?
Actually, I believe we had a discussion about 15 years ago. You seem to me, if I am understanding it correctly, it's interesting. You seem to be defining a difference between a mitzvah per se and a halakhically defined procedure.
Correct. You just said it. And only for this thing. I'm all for halakhically defined procedures.
Right.
Kedushins are wonderful and chuppahs are even more wonderful, and if you don't have to pay the bill, it's even more wonderful. That's not the point. The point is, the mitzvah, it's not the mitzvah. Chaviva mitzvah b'shaita doesn't mean preludes.
No, I understand what you're saying.
But that's a very nice, organized thing that I never thought of specifically.
I just don't want people to think that I think Kedushin is soon or nothing. Chas v'shalom. All I'm saying is, you don't have to get up for the chasm. And for sure, you don't have to get up for the kala, who's not even doing a mitzvah. There's no chi of a bruvu.
Yeah, we did have this discussion.
So, therefore, if people want to stand up, I am not going to make a machal, I don't care. It's a new, fairly new minig. Fairly new, I don't know when it started. It's fairly new, but it's like an accepted thing. As Dr. Harris pointed out, it became accepted thing, so it should create, I don't know. I just know that I sat next to Rabbi Dubnik, who's Rabbi Dr. Harris's Rebbe.
And this Rebbe, and Rabbi's Omer Rebbe, I'm going to do it, so I'll go ahead.
What about your Rebbe first choice
test? I happen to be sitting by, I didn't sit next to him because of that. I happen to be sitting next to Rabbi Dubnik by a chuppah. I forgot whose chuppah was, but sitting like a chuppah. And he didn't get up, and whoever sat next to him, the poor guy next to him who did get up, got a shear of why he didn't have to stand up. That's it. Yes.
So, being parenthetic, I'm as old as I was marrying off my first child, Rabbi Barkin, I was buying a bracelet for him to give her during the MBA group, and Rabbi Barkin started off by saying, there is no core for this. We didn't do this when I was young, but I also have done very well by it. You do it every time.
Exactly. Don't think of my advice. I'm a man. Yahu Yamid, the bottom of Beis Akisei, of Beis Amerchus. Maybe he should get up for him in Beis Akisei, Beis Amerchus. The Gemara learned out, Kima Shiyesh Bahidur. It has to be standing up that shows respect in a place where it's respectful, not in a Beis Akisei, the Beis Amerchus. Fact the Gemara, I don't know if I finished all the Rashi. Catch up with Rashi. I'm the name of Mavi Bekurim Koi, Shaivim Batek Shalim, they go through Yishlam, Nitzis Makshilam, Flavirwai, Chamlo Nivzaman Obeinayim. They don't treat us slowly. The Lab Misham Chib of Mitzvah, it's not necessarily because of the Mitzvah. Vilu Bene Adam Adi Korim Chashuvim Beir Vasukim of Mitzvahs, Lab Elamekim Mikamayu, and could be that people that are Chashuv, and doing mitzvahs, other mitzvahs, you don't have to get up. That's what the Gemara says. It's no proof from Bikurim. But Lamaita, we paskin it. Mitzvah lechabed oisa mitzvah.
The only reason we get up for Bikurim is so we won't be machshel them.
That's what the Gemara answered. It's no proof. But halachically, we paskin mitzvah lechabed oisa mitzvah. The Gemara wants to prove it. The Gemara says it's not a proof. But that doesn't mean it's wrong. It's no proof. So instead of there, maybe fact the Gemara Veloy, you don't have to get up in a Beis Hamerchut. Where Reb Chiya Abayasa Beis Mechusa, Reb Chiya was sitting in a bathhouse. The Chol of Asla Reb Shimon Bar Rebbe, and Reb Shimon Bar Rebbe walked by. Veloy Kam Mikamei, and he did not get up. The Ikvet, and Reb Shimon Bar Rebbe was upset that Reb Chiya did not get up. So Amar Lei Lavuah, he told Rebbe, his father, you know, I think you should have to give Musar to Reb Chiya, because I taught him two sections of Sefer Tehillim, two-fifths of Sefer Tehillim, and he didn't show me respect. I was his Rebbe. As a Rebbe, he should have shown me respect. Basu, by Kapar of Amelie of Shmuel Bar Abyeisi, Habi Yasev Eber Sechusa, sitting in a bathhouse, Oh, Vasa Rav Shimon by Rebbe, Willoy Kami Kamei, the Ikbet, and he was upset, Vasa Amalei Lavuah, Shnei Shlish Shlish, Shanitzel of Bataris Kahanim, two-thirds of a third of Bataris Kahanim, I taught him, Le'amin Mipona. The Amalei, and Rebbe answered his son in both cases, Shema Behe Yashiv Mahar, he might not have noticed you, he might have learned, he was learning what you taught him. So he was involved in learning, so he didn't notice you. They didn't mean not to show you covered. They didn't notice you. Time with the bank, I should mahar. You only, you cannot answer me.
Not from this.
You have to give me a chance to finish. Time with the bank, I should mahar. The only reason Rebbe exonerated them from standing up was because they were thinking and learning. Halav ochi, loy. But had they not been thinking and learning, Rebbe would have required them to stand up. Why? It's a Beis Hamerchus. And for the Gemara loy kasha, Habibati Baroi. Gavoi, Habibati Baroi. And to explain it, I will speak it the way that Gra explains it. There are three rooms in a Beis HaMerchatz. One is the outer room, one is the inner room, and one is the middle room. In the inner room is where people are undressed. That's where they actually do the bathing. In that room, there's no Chiyum Kibud. In fact, you're not allowed to be Maharab in the Beit Torah. So there was no way Rebbe would have answered them. They were thinking and learning. What do you mean thinking and learning? In the Beis HaMerchatz? Not allowed to think and learning. And the outer room, where people are dressed, the entry room, where they take off their coats, and they make themselves ready to go into the Beis HaMerchatz. There you can think and learning, and there you have a Chiyuv Kippur. So therefore, the Kepeda of the Shimon Bar Rebbe that he went to his father was that they were in the outer room. They were in the outer room. They had should have stood up for me. Rebbe said they were thinking about what you taught them. They didn't notice you. Right? Taisa speaks out. Doesn't make a difference which learning they were thinking about. But Rebbe knew that that's what they were thinking about, Baruch HaKadosh. He said it happened to me they were thinking about what you were learning. Taisa says. Taisa Hashem Lireya. Taisa says Rebbe could have just said they were them. How about in the middle room where people are dressing and undressing? Is there a chiyuv kibud there or not? It's not like it's Rishayim. I don't know how we paskin. It's not the geyas, so I don't know how we
paskin. I own a company.
What was the question you wanted to ask me?
Yeah,
well, that's what you wanted to tell me. Okay,
and let's just say I had workers. So,
but you don't. You're in the garage.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I was older, so I don't know who
it was. So I don't know who's older. Yeah, go ahead.
So you mean to tell me, so in order, Mashilan business, I'm sorry, Mashilas Lovo, that could be the reason why you let them stand, right?
You make them stand.
Yeah, good. No, but not. Popping me, those fake workers are stealing. And in order to make these people want to come back, you'll stand. So you're messing me up because of them.
Okay, so let me respond to you. I really think it's going to get complicated, but I'm going to try to avoid getting into it. They ate lunch. They have to bench on your clock. They're hired to work from 9 to 5. Right? In the worst time, there was no lunch break. But they were entitled to stop and eat once a day. And they were allowed to bench. Bench of my cheshbon? There's a shortened version of benching because they have to work for somebody. But bench of my cheshbon? Yeah, that's what the Torah said.
Right.
You behoove to bench. The Torah said, the Rabbanah said, you behoove to get up. That's part of the deal. They're not stealing. The Rabbanah told them to get up.
No, the point is that the only reason why we're stealing.
I don't care what the reason is, but they said you have to get up. I don't care what the reason is, but they said you have to get up.
I could say, you know what, if these people want to need coven, that's where they come from, Bikur, rather they don't come.
Well, the Rabbanah didn't think like you.
No, it's okay.
The Rabbanah said that it's important for us to have people come giving them Bikurim at the expense of taking away your 2 minutes.
No, and I will say...
You want to argue with Rabbanon? Here, I'll give you a piece of paper. You can write them a letter. This is what Rabbanon said.
There's another mission that says exactly the same thing by that people come to announce that you treat them well, you do certain things, in order that they'll come. I mean, that's at least 2 missions.
No, he's... Again, Rabbanon knew what you just said. That stopping a person from work is taking away from his employer. They knew that.
Geneva.
And they said, do the Geneva. That means they're setting the rules of employment. So it's not Geneva. They set the rules. The Havdur Elif Alfi Havdalif. The union makes rules of the way you work. That means they define, the boss understands, whether he likes it or not, he's bound by those rules.
If you learn Chaviv Mitzvashaita, I understand. This is not Chaviv Mitzvashaita. We're leaving that. We're saying a whole different thing.
But that's what Rabbanan said. I can't help it. Yes.
An easy way to answer this is that we have seen a number of times that Beis Din has control of money.
I said
if you want to call this a monetary loss, which is really not, but if you want to call this a monetary loss, you can say that Beis Din has it within their
power.
That's
exactly what I told them. They decided that these are the union rules. The union of Rabbanim.
That's
meant to prove, but yes.
We're leaving the Chaviva Mitzvah.
We're not. It's not. It's only by here because they shouldn't do it. But that was what Rabbanan said. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Metchusim Merchus, Femina, Meyichus, the Atchei. Targum, Meyichus means debate. Shneichum, Shneich, Hamishi, Shosefer, Shneisloi, Medrash, Agadaisov. I taught him the Medrash, Agad, on 2/5 of Tillum. Shneich, Shlishi, Shlish, Shneich, Alokim, Shosefer, Sefer. 2 parts of a 3rd. Paris Kahanim, Sefer Vayikra, Shnisi, Loi, Bryson, Shomedvish, Sefer. Behem Hoya Maharer, the Turin Hoya. He was busy. His mind was occupied. Lehaven, Barbara Levonov. He didn't notice you. Tate Gavoi, Malkum Shmei Adam, I'm the Marumim, where people stand undressed. Other Shem Berebi, Bebati Broi, Malkum Shem Dem Levushim, the Hassam Malkum Hidr.
How about when a Rebbe is in the mikvah, you have to leave, correct?
Yeah, under certain circumstances, yes.
Yeah, under the circumstances you're supposed to leave. Why?
Because it's not respectful that you should go together with your Rebbe. You're not getting up for him. You're leaving because it's not respectful. You should see your Rebbe unclothed.
Is it
kibbutz
or not
kibbutz? It's not kima. Don't think my wife talking to me, Mustafa.
So the Talmidim didn't get up because they were busy in learning.
They didn't notice him.
So if they didn't notice him and they were not busy in learning, were they over in Aveiro?
No.
Is that something they should be aware of all the time, whether somebody's coming in?
Again, if you don't notice, you can't get up. What are you supposed to do?
In other words, when he came in and he saw that they didn't get up, it didn't occur to him that they were, their thoughts were elsewhere, either in Torah or not in Torah?
I guess so, yes. Because most people notice when people come in.
And as far as Ravama just asked,
Ravama Kayan, yeah. Ravama Kayan, yes.
When people go to the mikvah, they should leave the room.
No. I'm not positive in halacha, but that's something. For certain, yes. It says in halacha that if your Rebbe comes in, whatever Rebbe means, Rebbe Mubik, you walk out of the room when he goes to the mikvah. Yes. It doesn't say that. It says you don't go. It's really it's nothing to do with it.
Let's just say, Kulei Amalo Pligi, Rebbe Gretton came into the mikvah, we all have to leave. That's after that. I don't care.
Yeah, not true, but that's not the point.
He's a Rebbe.
So, to give my wife, Duncan, I'm a Mistabra. Okay, that and $10 will pay my bill. What do you want me to do? Duncan, I'm a Mistabra. You're not mechuyev. He's doing that. Mechayev the mamun. The Amar Rav Abba by Bechonam Rav Yechonin. Bechol Malkum Mutzal La'arachus in the Beis America to Beis Hakisei. They must have been in the outer room. How else were they thinking and learning? Zok the Gemara do malu and tishai. No, that's not a proof. Maybe a person who can't stop thinking and learning is an honest. What's he supposed to do? He can't stop thinking and learning. So when he goes to the Beis America, yeah, it's usher to think and learning in an inner room of a Beis HaMerchus. But what the person's supposed to do, his mind doesn't go anywhere else. We should have that problem. Rashi. Dr. Rashi. How can I be established by Shimon Rebbe by Bati Broid and to come believe all Yoshe Mahara? Unti Shaini. How much who tore the Mahayim of Shmuasai, the snake and the Tassel of Merchus. He's involved in the Sugya. Now, Kochin Shigura Bevivali by Mahayim by Beis HaMerchus. He can't stop. Right, it happens. Somebody gets involved in a sugya before Shemayin Esrei, before Mincha. And now he starts davening Shemayin Esrei. He can't concentrate. He's still thinking about the kashi he just heard. What happened? It's just a human. Humans have a hard time switching thoughts. So there's no raya. It happened to me, they were thinking and learning. And it happened to me, it was Bati Baroi. We wanted to prove it. We have no proof. That's all the Gemara said. Everybody should have a wonderful day.